How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams? And when were you gonna stop and come back and do what makes you happy? I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives, guys exactly like you. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity. This is a rebirth.
Starting at the bottom on Amway is wherever you are today. Everybody starts at the bottom. And there is no advantage to starting 10 years ago as opposed to starting today. In fact, it's better today than it was then. You just gotta put your toe in the water. You know, if you're gonna wait till you know everything, you'll never do anything.
A medium, you have to work so hard to get your stuff heard or seen. And so if you don't absolutely love it, you will burn yourself out.
If you want a great jump in the quality of your life, an extraordinary jump in the quality of your life, you gotta set yourself up to win. You gotta set yourself up with a process that allows you to consistently grow, consistently enjoy your life, and consistently produce the results that you're really after.
You know, you can't let anyone else tell you who you are and how good you are.
Based on persistence alone, we will give you a shot.
You have to be able to rise from the failures is what makes a successful person, because everybody's going to have mishaps, they're going to fall down. You know, the people that continuously pick themselves up that are the ones that are going to find their voice, make it, whatever you want to call it.
One of the things that really helped me have the courage to change was that I realized that I'm not alone.
And you always say, well, I got to check some more. I'm going to do a little more research. So go ahead. Just keep going. You're going to go swimming. You got to get wet. Well, you got to have that dream. That's why the people talk about having a dream. Well, you got to have a little bit of a dream. When you start something new, it's not easy. So stick with it. Find a way through it. Just find out an answer. It works. Folks, this business works.
You answered the call.
This is what's coming at us. We've got to figure out how to navigate this and how to succeed. And a lot of people just give up.
It is through the disaster, it is through the adversity that our strength is developed. If everything went the way you wanted it to go, you wouldn't have anything to exercise by. It's a gymnasium of life where you get the workout, the resistance, and you find out things about yourself that you didn't know. I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm tougher than what I thought I was. I'm more resilient than I thought I was.
Change happens in a moment. A breakthrough happens in a moment. What is a breakthrough? A breakthrough is that moment in time where suddenly the impossible becomes possible. Not just intellectually, but you do something about it. You know, people all the time will say it takes 10 years or it took me 20 years to make a change. I always say BS. It took you a minute. The minute you finally said, I quit, or it's over, or let's begin, or I love you, or I do. Change happens in a moment, but most of us have to go through a process to get to that moment.
That everything in our life changes the moment we make a decision.
I mean a real decision. A decision is when you cut off any other possibility and you commit to something with everything you've got and you take action.
Don't ever let somebody else tell you what you can't do. When somebody else is saying something can't be done, what you got to hear them saying is they can't do it.
I refuse to die an unlived life.
This is the time to pursue greatness. But the key is, you've got to be doing something that you're truly passionate about. It cannot be, I just want to make money. It can't be that. It's got to be something that the sun can't come up soon enough in the morning because you want to go do your thing.
Baby steps count too, as long as you're going forward. And one day you add all those baby steps up and you might be surprised at where you can get to. The cavalry ain't coming. You got to do this yourself. Ain't no backup. The cavalry ain't coming. You got to do this yourself. The cavalry ain't coming. How exactly are you going to navigate these new realities? Put another way, what are you going to do? No one is supposed to live in here. No one is supposed to just spend extended periods of time in here. This is a public restroom. This is not a living space. But were it not for this space, there were some days we would have had no place else to go. I mean, a lot of decisions, a lot of hard decisions were made right here about what are you going to do with your life. Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? You got to have a plan. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. What's the plan? And your plan has got to have something I call the C5 complex. Your plan has got to be clear, concise, compelling, consistent, and committed. You've got to have a plan. And when you're trying to do something that you're truly passionate about, there is no plan B.
This is a rebirth.